It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go shoot and go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let us get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. If you guys are just tuning in, we got some breaking news last hour. The Miami Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey have agreed to a new extension. 3 years, $72.3 million, and that makes him annually the highest paid cornerback in the league. Mike McDaniel is set to speak to the media shortly. I wonder what we'll get as far as a health concern. Something tells me his hammy will feel better today. Yeah, Dub, get that munion. Exactly, dude.
Hey, I never even considered it. Now, it all seems to kind of...
Well, listen, it's a lot more subtle than showing up to camp in a Brinks truck. It's a lot. It's a little bit more under the radar than a young Jalen Ramsey. A mature Jalen Ramsey's like...
Yeah.
Talks to... Because well, him and Mike McDaniel have a good relationship. And Mike McDaniel's like, what if we have a... Oink. Hamstring injury.
You know what else is pretty amazing is that all of these contract negotiations, because of the respect that they have for the organization, have been relatively peaceful.
Yep.
Right? That doesn't happen everywhere. Just look around. Look around the league, guys trying to get their money. Look at Jamar Chase. You can say what you want about Jamar Chase. He don't want to give up no more money. But I guarantee you, he's feeling it a little bit.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. You know.
And so now,
what do you think that is? Do you think, like, because he's so obviously great,
but it's,
do you think that they're, this is what I wonder with them.
Uh-huh.
You think they're a little worried about Joe Burrow?
Wouldn't you?
Well, if he gets, I'm just saying, because he's got all these injuries, right? Now the mm-hmm. wrist. Let's say Joe Burrow doesn't bounce back quite the same, and you don't want to have Ja'Marr Chase. Like, you'd be like, all right, well, listen, if just Joe Burrow is going downhill, perhaps we, flip Ja'Marr Chase next year for a gazillion picks.
Well,
because it doesn't make sense not to pay him, because it's only going to go up.
Right. I mean, there's nobody else to get paid. So think about this. The number is already set for him. Whoever the highest is.
Yeah, he wants to be the highest.
He's going
to
be the highest. That number's already set. Mm. They already know this. He already knows that. But here's the problem. You're right. What if Joe Burrow gets hurt again?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're looking at Ja'Marr Chase and going, let's get something for him.
Right. I don't know. It's the only logic now, I can come around
what's
with.
What's amazing about this is the conversations about Joe Burrow's injuries are more serious than the conversations should have ever been about Tua. Right?
Knee, wrist. Not great.
I mean, one of the reasons why he ended up at LSU because he got hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's, so
I like why and he went to the Super Bowl and he's awesome. But why aren't we having those conversations about him?
Those are not great injuries for a QB to have.
But I'm just curious as to why we aren't having those same type of conversations that we had with Tua, because he had that one good year.
I think two things. I think, yes, I think the good year for sure. And then I think people are more scared by concussions, I think, than wrist injuries.
Agreed. And I told you, and I tried to explain this to you. When you have a concussion during the course of a season, they may determine that you're healthy, but you might not be 100%. You might be functional. So then anytime you get hit hard again, you're back to square one. And people make it sound like he keeps having more and more concussions, when in actuality, the first one he never really healed from. And so now we're in, this is now what, 2 years removed?
From the Super Bowl? Oh no, his concussions.
From the concussions.
Yeah, I mean a year removed. And so, yeah.
But I had a year like that. Like where I ended up in the hospital.
Niche.
Like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Out. Right? Running down on kickoff. Never tackled anybody in my life. Went in there with my head.
That's the one where Bill told you not to keep playing, right?
Right. I passed all the tests, all the hitting and whatever. And he goes, I'm going to sit you out this week. Right? And he pretty much said, I sat a guy out that was healthy. Was I healthy? I'm like, I could have played. I felt I had all my faculties. But I just felt like maybe I was an elbow away to the head, away from being cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs again. Now, I never had another problem with that.
So, here is an update from old McCoachin, this sly dog. It's from Barry Jackson's Twitter. Mike McDaniel.
He's going to play the game, right? He's going to play the game.
Definitely.
Look out for his players, his guys.
Mike McDaniel said, Jalen Ramsey will, quote, in some way, shape, or form, practice today. But McDaniel is not sure to what extent. McDaniel said he doesn't know if Ramsey will play Sunday, quote, if I did know, I wouldn't tell you, but I really don't know.
So, wait.
Okay, Mike.
Wait, is that the same? So, it's a coach's wink, right? Cristobal gave that same wink.
Sure did.
Yep.
Sure did.
Which means listen, and this is what you have to love about this organization. They know what the hell's going on. They know what the hell happened. They know what's up. But they just gonna listen, let's keep everybody safe. let's not have anybody, you know, get caught, you know, with the plethora of questions about it. And so let's just keep it status quo. Right? Game time decision.
Unbelievable.
That's what it'll be after today.
Bunch of rascals. Bunch of rascals. Just saying things. Anyway, there you go. Good news, though. I mean, like, look, I was a little scared about throwing Ethan Bonner out there. I'm not gonna
lie. Well, here's the deal.
I was interested.
And here's what I will say.
You were only interested for one reason.
Yeah, really.
Here's what I would say. Here was what I would say to this. Is that having great DBs is important. I'm not diminishing it. But if you don't have a pass rush, it doesn't matter. And so I'm more worried, not whether Jalen Ramsey will play, but I'm more worried about whether that front four can get some pressure on Herbert and force him into some bad throws. Because then it won't matter who's playing in the secondary. You didn't sped up his clock. And that's the most important thing right there. So I've been, you know, scouraging the, you know, my notes.
Oh, yeah?
My notes.
What are your notes saying?
My notes say, believe it or not, these teams are very similar in the standpoint of whoever is able to stop the run, they're going to have somewhat of an advantage. Now, what I would say about the Dolphins have more unique ways of running the ball, and that makes it more difficult. But first things first, here's what I would do if I'm the Dolphins. Get them out of the 4-3. How do you get them out of the 4-3? Three wides, four wides, one back, no tight end, right? Stretch the tight end out. If they come in a 4-3, stretch the tight end out and move Jonnu Smith around. Because now you got seven guys in a box, and one of them linebackers is going to have to cover Jonnu Smith. Now, if you're able to get him out of nickel, I mean get him into nickel, now you're supposed to be able to run the ball. Same formation, move Jonnu Smith in on the end of the line of scrimmage, and now you got a base offense running against their nickel defense. And so you just play this cat-mouse game to see if they can defend it with what they're trying to do versus can you make them get into the defense you want them in so you can do what you want to do. But the first thing I'm going to do is I might start the game in four wides just to get them out of their 4-3. So that means you're adjusting to us.
Yeah, let's go. We go Waddle, we go Tyreek, and you put A-chan out wide.
Oh. You put either A-chan or even, ooh, like in the beginning,
Jonnu.
It's going to start off putting Jonnu out there
because
you want to see if they go to nickel or they try to cover him with a linebacker.
All of
you
them.
Try to cover him with a linebacker. Okay.
We'll take a break. More football talk to come. Again, the breaking news this hour is Jalen Ramsey has signed a new deal with the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel says he will, quote, practice in some way, shape, or form today. He will test out the hamstring. Wink. And we'll see if he's going to be good to go this week against the Jags. Take a break. More to come here on Tobin and Leroy after this. Daniel. What? All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Miami Dolphins, of course, getting set. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming up and go down the week one slate. Leroy has a very exciting weekend ahead. He is going to see his alma mater in the Michigan Wolverines take on Texas. They're dogs. And listen,
big dogs
at home. Yeah. And my man, the toe reader, Eric Metcalf, he's also going to be on this trip.
If I find him.
Metcalf messing up, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Based off what Leroy's telling me.
That's that garbage, right?
Metcalf going to have to read Leroy's toes if he wants.
Leroy's toes going to be out. I ain't going to lie. It's 107,000 people. And I'm going to be looking for a black dude with a suitcase. Come on.
Why is he bringing a suitcase?
He want to hang out with one of his boys in Detroit. And he knew something was up. You know how you break the news in a way where you know there's going to be problems? I said, hey, so I go, hey, so Matt, I got everything, you know, got the rental car or whatever. What hotel are you staying in so I could scoop you up so I could figure out what time I need to leave?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Michigan. Excuse me? Yeah, I'm going to see Mama, hang out with my boy in Michigan. I said, well, how are you going? Like, I'm not coming to get you. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I said, well, I just meet you at the stadium. Well, no, I'm going to have my luggage. So I'm going to need to meet up with you before the game.
Okay, now inconvenience me.
So he wants you to pick up his bags to put in your car?
So I have to meet him before.
Is he also going to Cleveland?
Yeah. We're riding to Cleveland together. That's why I thought we were flying into Cleveland. Right?
That would make sense.
Yeah. So, you know, he's going to be getting the stink eye for 2.5 hours.
Oh, man. Mike McDaniel is addressing the media. He did confirm Liam Eichenberg starting at right guard. So that is not a surprise. Aaron Brewer does seem like he's good to go. So the Dolphins do have their starting center that they brought in. He will be good to go for this game. Yep. And get this going against the Jags. Hear a little bit more here from Anthony Weaver. He was asked about Jaguars tight end Evan Engram, who is really good.
Really good. He is one of the top guys in the league, and because he plays for the Jags, people sleep on him.
Yeah, here was what he had to say about defending him.
I mean, you talk about just a matchup problem, right? He's a guy who is really underestimated as a blocker in the run game, but has all the skills of a wide receiver. So he is a matchup problem. I don't think you can task any one person with taking a guy like him away. It'll take multiple guys, but yeah, you have to account and be cognizant for him on every snap. Now the problem they present is they have a bunch of those guys, right? They have a lot of good skill players, which as a defense, like, you gotta love the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, he led them in catches by a lot last year. They got new weapons because they brought in Gabe Davis, and they got Brian Thomas. Is that the guy's name from LSU? They got at the end of the first round.
Yes,
Brian Thomas Jr.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they've revamped the weapons, but he's a mainstay who is.
Here's the thing. I would prefer that your tight end lead your team in receptions because you ain't throwing no bombs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't have 1,000 yards for having a lot of catches.
Right, and that, and
but so, he is his safety blanket.
But that is one of the problems that they had was they didn't really have that big play threat.
No,
and it was a lot of dinking and dunking. So now supposedly they have more of a deep, you know, a deep ball threat in a couple of them.
You sound boned up on the Jaguars. Was this from Cersei yesterday?
Huh.
Well, you did Cersei give you the business yesterday on
no,
when you went on his show?
It's today.
Oh, that's today?
Yeah.
All right, I was just checking.
Like, contrary to popular belief, you knucklehead. I do some research.
All right.
We just never get a chance to talk about it because all of your damn silly sauce, we don't get a chance to talk about actual football. But I do.
I did research.
Listen, I told you what the breakdown of the game was going to be. You're going to see if the Dolphins get the ball first, they might go 5 wides just to get them out of that 4-3. Mm.
Guys, I have a ridiculous parlay for the game.
Do you do the show? Well, I think you come. I think you treat that studio like Hard Rock Bet.
No.
There's always people going in. Like, he's probably running the gambling ring at Odyssey because he has, like, people going in and out of that room nonstop.
Yeah.
Some reason there's a Cash App QR code with his name on it.
He got a little QR code outside the door.
I do. But it's 7 legs. $10 will net me $1,000.
Okay. Now let's go over it because see what I do is—is
it the one you sent us yesterday?
Yeah, it was reasonable, dude. Those are all reasonable.
I'm here, give it to me, and I'm gonna just say yay or nay. The thing that is hard, right, And here's what you have to understand. When you do a lot of the same game player props,
yep.
some of the players take away from the other players, and it ruins your bet before you start. So that's why I talk you off of a lot of the same game four player props.
I love
parlays.
That. Yeah.
It's my favorite.
But I always go, see, like, when I do it in basketball, like, I always go different stats. Like, right. I'm always.
But that's fine. But it's harder to do in football.
It definitely is because it's all yards. But right. I see he's got some mix of unders and overs here.
Let's go over it.
All right. Go ahead, Frog Boy.
Okay. Look, I don't want to drop kick. I apologize. It was very Leroy of me just to yell something out. I apologize. But I believe, hold on, my phone's over here. But
you want me to give you the bets?
Yeah, you have it in front of you?
He's got them right
there.
Okay, cool.
All right, so this is Frog Boy. Seven leg parlay, which is landed at plus 5,000.
Whoa, that's good. That's value.
Tua Tagovailoa over under passing yards.
Yeah.
1.5. He's got the over.
Yeah, oh, two yeah. touchdowns?
Touchdown. Okay. Two touchdowns.
Okay. All right.
Tyreek Hill's over-under set at 97.5. He's got the over. So Tyreek needs 98 yards.
Okay.
I'm nervous about that, but it's possible.
Jaylen Waddle, his over-under set at 60.5. He's got the under.
Yeah. Injured. Remember, he was injured.
No, see?
Hobbled.
Here's why you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Because it could be one damn play.
I know, so true.
See, and that's what I'm just listen.
Yeah,
you could go under.
All right,
but I'm telling you, it would suck that in the first two series of the game,
the whole bet's
he catch one of them slant routes and go 75.
He's got Raheem Mostert receiving yards over 7.5.
Come on,
that's only because it's 7.5, right?
Come on, that's a good deal.
That I'll give you that one, but all right. Here's the deal.
I'm 3 out of 4 in your mind.
What if if all those situations they put Achan in?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Okay,
I think he's gonna have a regression this year, though.
What?
Sophomore Achan? Slump?
You're crazy.
He'd only played half a season.
Yeah, Jalen Wright,
he's gonna be amazing this year, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I hope he is. I'm not rooting against him, but in this
specific, literally bet against him.
In this specific bet.
Literally nothing you can say that other than I'm betting against him when you pick an under.
Well,
Devon Achan rushing yards, 52.5. You bet the under.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
And then you have Raheem Mostert rushing yards. You bet the over.
Yes.
45.5.
He's going to assert his dominance.
Can I just say this? You do realize what happened last year. And this is where you have to pay attention.
Yep.
Okay? Raheem Mostert would go in there and get his feet wet. And then they bring Achan in. Achan would go crazy. And Raheem Mostert would hardly play the rest of the game. That's what happened when Achan was healthy. When Achan got hurt, then Raheem got off. So.
Yeah.
You got to remember how the season went. If anything, I would flip those.
The pass is a pass, Leroy. They're on to us.
I'm telling you right now, anything, I would flip those based on what happened last year.
Well, damage is done. He already placed the bet.
I mean, I'll call Hard Rock. I'll see what I can do. And finally, his final leg.
Yeah.
Check. If you're laughing and cackling at it, you know I'm gonna hit the roof.
His final leg.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa rushing yards.
Oh, two, right?
Which is set at 3.5.
Yeah!
It's been a spike.
Woo!
He took the over.
Let's go.
Tua needs to have 4 rushing yards for this to hit.
Saw that mobility on display.
Wait. But here's the problem.
And not get sacked.
Let me tell you what's gonna happen.
Good luck.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's going to have a 25-yard run and then 3 sacks for minus 22 yards, and you're going to lose.
And
you're going to...
He's going to kneel the ball and lose a yard.
Yeah, no. If he gets sacked a couple of times...
Yeah.
Isn't taking a knee minus rushing yards?
I feel like it is, yeah. He'll be at 5 yards and take 2 knees or something. No, guys, I'm telling you, this is...
Why would you hang a parlay on that?
This is bulletproof. I'm telling you, it's bulletproof. You guys are thinking about last season.
And by the way,
you
would only win 500. You wouldn't win 1,000.
No, it's something.
It said he win 1,200, a little over, a little under 1,300.
Really? 1,200. Because if you said it's 5,000 to 1, he bet $10.
No, he bet 25.
Oh, I bet 25.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, originally he said he bet $10.
I ratted you out to the missus.
Whoa! Jeez, Tobin.
Come on. I apologize.
Hey, so you understand you have a lot of prop bets with players that are going to take numbers away from the other guy.
Yeah, that's why I got the under on HN and the over on Mostert.
You should have went the over on HN and the under on Mostert.
That's I'm what they want you to think, dude.
Just based on how last year played out.
You should have gotten combo yards, too. You should have done, just total yards for them.
I know. See, I did that with Derrick Henry yesterday. I was, rushing.
Because it does sound like they're going to use Devon, a lot in the passing game.
Right? You see? So he's going to go under on rushing.
Wait.
Plus, they know.
Here's one. Fast. Here's one.
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith rushing yards.
Ooh.
Sounds like there'll be value on that.
They probably won't even put it there.
I don't think they did. Last time I checked, I don't think they did. No. Well, that did tickle my fancy. It's spicy.
Mm.
But we got to tickle Leroy's fancy. Coming up next. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Tickle Leroy.
My fancy is tickled.
We will go around the week one slate of the NFL season. And while I await Leroy's arrival, because it is his segment, I want to tell you once again, join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, conversation with the WQM On Air staff. It's free to attend, but you do need to RSVP at WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with WQAM's On Air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Michael Yo, by the way, is going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Stand-up comedian. He is at the Improv. And
is Michael Yo the one that used to always get naked?
Did he get naked?
I don't know. We can ask.
I don't remember that. I remember him, of course, of Y100 fame. I remember him being a DJ down here.
Okay.
If I type in Michael Yo naked, do you think that would be an issue?
No, I'm thinking. No.
I don't know.
There's a comedian.
Yeah,
I can't think of his name.
The comedian I think of nude most of the time is Bert Kreischer. I feel like he always takes his shirt off. But he talks Canes too. Frog Boy, he's got a podcast or something.
Apparently, so first when I was do not search nude comedian in Google. Also, when I had initially looked this up, I was like, oh, okay, cool. He played football, University of Arkansas. Maybe there's a sports thing there. I don't know how much he really played, but doing some more research, he has a podcast called Comics on Canes, which kind of brings in, I saw he had Finesse Mitchell on one of his episodes, Roy Woods, so yeah, apparently a big Canes fan.
We'll talk some Canes and Silly Sauce with Michael Yo coming up next hour, but now is the time, Leroy.
Yes.
I'll give you two college ones, then we got to get to the real business. Right. High Noon on Fox, though you don't need a TV. Number 3 Texas at number 10 Michigan. Texas is a touchdown favorite in the Big House. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'll be there. It does tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous based on what I saw Fresno State do to that offensive line of Michigan's. Whew. Yeah.
All right.
And Texas, keep in mind, Texas, who got Sarkisian, might be, of all the teams coming over, the most set up to play in SEC because they play a big physical style of football, which is also very terrifying.
Yes, very much so. At 6 o'clock, Leroy, Florida A&M visits Hard Rock Stadium to take on the number 12 Miami Hurricanes, which of course you can hear on WQAM. 2 p.m. is when your pregame coverage gets going with Hollywood and Brian Monroe. But does FAMU and the U tickle your fancy?
It does more the U, because I want to see, get the ball, you know, see the ball rolling.
My fancy is tickled.
That being said, about that time, this is what I'll be looking at.
As I stare
at Metcalf all the way back from Michigan.
You guys are going to need Bernie Kosar just to bring harmony.
No, we not. No. I'm going to say, you know what you did.
All right, let's get to week one, Leroy. It continues tonight.
Yep.
8:15 from Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Packers take on the Eagles, who are a 2.5-point favorite over Green Bay. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's weird because usually they say
my fancy three or under,
you take the home team, but they're not playing at home. So how do we view this?
Who's closer? I guess Philly?
No.
Green Bay?
Green Bay's close. Wait.
Samesies? It's not important.
But I'm just saying.
Geography?
I'm just trying to figure out how do you view that, because normally I would say roll with Philly, you know, but like they're both traveling and they're gonna be able to get close to their team because they can't go nowhere.
Oof, that's true.
I'm guessing Philly's gonna wear white.
And what's Green Bay gonna wear? Yellow?
Isn't it? Wait. Here's what's amazing about this. They say don't wear green over there.
They send two teams
that wear green.
Yeah. And one of them
Yeah, true.
Both teams.
Yep. Anyway. 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Sunday.
Oh.
Jaguars. Ooh. Dolphins. Dolphins, a 3.5-point home favorite. Does this tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes, it does. I'm ready for the season to get started. I'm ready to see what this team is going to look like. I'm fired up about it. I'm going to watch it later on because I have it recorded. So I will. And here's what sucks: when you're at the stadium, you know the score, right?
If you're going to be at an NFL state, I know you're going to go to like tailgate party. What are you going to do? Like, because you're going to the Browns game.
I'm going to be in the suite.
Okay, so you can probably get the. I'm sure they have the NFL ticket in the building.
What else? No, I know, but I'm saying I'm be at the game. I want to watch the game.
I know, but your game is until 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm be in the hotel. I'm watching. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it started at 1.
No,
it's weird for, and think about this. It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird for an East Coast game on the first weekend to start at 4.
Because it's Fox's game of the week because it's Tom Brady.
All right. Well, maybe I'll run into old Tom.
A couple Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah.
Tell him I said go to hell.
I will.
It's great. Leroy's seeing two of my favorites this week. He's the honorary captain this week. Frog Boy is Derek Jeter for the Texas-Michigan game. So deadbeat Jeets and Tom Brady.
Oh,
a lot of rings.
I could parlay that. Parlay. That's a parlay right there.
1 o'clock, Leroy. Steelers.
I'll be watching it.
Next up, 1 o'clock, Steelers at Falcons. By the way, a little news here. Russell Wilson is limited. He's got a little tweet calf. Ooh. And so
I'm telling you right now, if Justin Fields starts the first game, Russell Wilson will not play.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Facts.
Well, Sierra might want to get her 1-2 step on and start rubbing out that calf.
Okay.
All right. Making sure he's all right.
Hey.
Come on.
Seems like a point. Seems like a point to me.
Seems like he has like
point for Tobin.
What makes it so amazing is that we got our honorary intangible coming up with these.
Yep.
Right?
By the way, speaking of intangibles, how about the fullback on the Chiefs? Long hair intangible with a pet alligator.
That's crazy.
You want to talk intangibles.
Yep.
Anyway, Steelers, Falcons, tickle your fancy?
No, not really. Not really. It's Steelers, Falcons, and
fancy.
No matter how bad the Steelers are going to look, some kind of way they're going to be in the hunt at the end of the year. And that drives me crazy that they can be that bad and that good at the same time.
1 o'clock, the Cardinals visit the Bills. Buffalo's a 6.5-point favorite at home. Tickle your fancy?
You know what? I'm going to pull a Tobin here. I'm waiting for the crash. I'll look to see if the crash is going to happen. It may not happen this week, right?
It'll be hard to tell for week one.
Right. Well, against the Cardinals.
I will say, though, you know, you got a Buffalo team that lost a lot of defensive pieces.
That's what I'm saying.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's go, dude. Put on a show. 1 o'clock, Titans visit the Bears. Leroy, Caleb Williams debut. Tickle your fancy. Chicago's a 3.5-point favorite at home.
I'll keep a little looky-loo. There's a lot of people that are saying that the Bears might be a playoff team. But I'm more interested in seeing what Caleb Williams. It's weird to me when you see these guys coming out of college and you watch them in college and they end up being the first pick and you go, I don't see it.
Bill Belichick was pretty critical of Caleb Williams on Inside the NFL yesterday. He said, not an impressive preseason, inaccurate with a couple of flash plays.
Right.
He would say that.
Well, because keep in mind, if there's one thing that Bill Belichick had for 20 years, it's a consistent quarterback.
That's true.
So when you see a guy that's all over the place, he's going to feel a certain way because he was blessed with consistency at that position for an extremely long period of time.
Speaking of those bastards, the Patriots visit the Bengals. Cincinnati's an 8.5-point favorite. Leroy, take your fancy?
Here's what I hate. Man, I want the coach to do well. He's got a bad situation.
Yep.
And I'll always feel good about the Patriots getting ran up because, you know, the bill is due.
The bill is due.
Right. They had a lot of years of success.
Yep.
But I don't want it to be at the expense of him.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I'm torn. But you ever see one of those crashes where you don't really want to look at it, but you can't not look at it?
Yeah.
That's how I'll be.
1 o'clock, AFC South matchup. The Houston Texans, everyone's a sneaky darling this year. They visit the Indianapolis Colts. Houston is a 3-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No, but I will say this.
Fancy, not tickled.
Houston went from the easiest schedule in the NFL to the most difficult. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
1 o'clock, the Carolina Panthers visit your childhood team, the New Orleans Saints, who are 4-point favorites in the Superdome, home of the Super Bowl. Does that tickle your fancy?
It's a tickle fight. Like, it's two teams in that division.
Fancy,
right?
Not tickled.
It's a damn tickle fight. Like, I don't know who's good, who's not. I don't know what the Saints have versus what Carolina has. Like, they took a young. And it's about time, like, okay, let's see it.
1 o'clock. This is probably the worst one on the slate. Vikings at Giants.
No.
Me neither.
No.
Fancy, not tickled.
If you had McCarthy, that's a different story.
Exactly.
4:05. We get to the late games. 4:05. The Las Vegas Raiders visit your former quarterback, Jim Harbaugh, and his Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers, 3-point favorites at home. Take your
pass. I'll keep an eye on it because I'm interested to see what, you know, Jim's going to do with a team that had talent.
Yep.
And for some reason, you can say what you want about the Raiders. Like, oh my goodness. Like, just, Like, you just can you take the Raiders serious?
With their quarterback who does lunges in the nude in the locker room, Gardner Minshew?
Right.
Can't say I see them as a threat.
Okay.
But I'm happy Christian Wilkins got his money on.
Yep.
405, the Denver Broncos starting Bo Nix. They are going to be in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Seahawks are a 6-point favorite at home, Leroy. The Dolphins' week 3 opponent. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Not really. I'm interested to see what Bo Nix does. But I think as much as I was a fan of Sean Payton, these last couple of years have kind of soured me.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
425, the other Fox game, Commanders at Bucks. Tampa Bay.
No! 3.5 points. What?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No.
And I never have to
yourself.
You don't want to see Jaden Daniels?
And we saw him. Yeah. We saw him in preseason.
Yeah.
He got some skills.
It's still the Redskins, though.
Well, it's not.
Well, they're not anymore.
I mean, the Commanders.
And then the other 425 game, you'll be there. Cowboys at Browns. Cleveland's a 2.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I'm.
My fancy is tickled.
I'm shocked they're favorites. I just think these teams are pretty even, you know?
And then finally, our prime timers, 8:20, the L.A. Rams visit the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Detroit's a 4.5-point favorite. Take your fancy.
That's two teams that supposedly going to be in the hunt at the end of the year. So, yeah. I want to see if Detroit can still keep it going or were they just that flash in the pan.
My fancy is tickled.
And then finally, Monday Night Football. The New York Jets are in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. San Francisco's a 4.5-point favorite.
Not enough.
You're calling blowout?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. There you go. Leroy's calling. Does this tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
Yes. I don't know how much of it I'll see because you know I'm flying out at 5:45. I'm coming directly to the station. Then I'm going home after that. I might be out. So,
well, something tells me a Tuesday morning they'll talk about it a lot on Jet Up.
Oh, I won't be able to see it. And how about this?
I was about to hit you.
Yep. Here. Yep. Let me go back. This might be one of the most incredible things ever. Per Barry Jackson, DirecTV, which isn't carrying ESPN and 17 other networks because of a contract dispute, announced today that it's raising prices.
Incredible.
$2 to $10 per month for its satellite and streaming service subscribers.
I genuinely don't understand why anybody
and,
has this.
And I replied, only in America can a company give less service and charge more.
Incredible. We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. That is Tickle My Fancy. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.